All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first council meeting of 2023. It's just hard to believe that we've got to go back to early December since the last time we met, and we've certainly been a bit of water under the bridge, and things have dried out a bit since then. It's just hard to believe the bottom of the Lachlan you can see now down the track there. But anyway, welcome. Thank you for making the attempt of getting here today, because we're doing it at the Rowtree Centre. And because of the refurbishment of the chamber. So hopefully we'll be back in there by next meeting, March meeting, with a bit of luck. And we'll see where we go from there. All right, I'll just, because this meeting has been recorded. So please note that today's meeting, other than the confidential session, are being recorded and will be placed on council's website. All intenders should refrain from making defamatory statements. Council takes all care when maintaining privacy. However, members of the public gallery and those addressing council should be aware that they may be recorded. And also to you, Terry, welcome too. Good to see you back in the gallery. And now I'd like to ask Mel Lewitt if she'd like to do the acknowledgement of country. Thank you.
I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land which we are meeting on, the Wiradjuri people, and remind people that we are on Aboriginal land. I also acknowledge the elders both past, present and emerging.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor. Now, next one is apologies and the requests for leave of absence. And Dennis Brady is the first one I've got, in the fact that he's down at the mining-related council meeting in Sydney at the moment. That's our annual general meeting down there. And the other one is
Councillor Brady has requested leave of absence. Councillor Brady has submitted an apology.
And Councillor Carter is...
Councillor Carter
to submit an apology. Someone like to move
that, Johnny.
Councillor Bartholomew, seconder. No further questions. All those in favour?
All right.
Those against? Carried. Right, now the confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting on the 14th of December 2022. Would someone like to move that they are true and correct reporting of that particular meeting? Yep, Judith. Councillor Bartholomew, seconder.
I was only there late, so.
You can second it.
I'll second it.
You can second. Yeah, Councillor Phillips. There's no corrections there. All those in favour? Those against? Carried. And. With my business paper, I'd like to thank Carolyn very much for the way she's done this. Fantastic. All right, I think we can go now to 5, which is the Merrill Minute, 5.1 Merrill Minute meetings and functions in the January and February. We've got a list there. Would someone like to those be received and noted?
Move me.
Councillor Phillips, second up. Councillor Mortimer. All right, if there's any questions on... It's been a little bit happening. Down through the period, doesn't seem to stop nothing for Christmas these days. All right, there's no questions. All those in favour? Those against? That is carried. Now to page 18, Merrill Minute. Would someone like to move that we received and noted?
Okay.
Please, Council Bluets. No questions on that. All those in favour? As against, that is carried. We don't have anyone in public forum today. Must speak. Right, now 7, disclosures of interests. Well, you've all got a form there for if you've got any disclosures of interest in that particular business paper. I think you got one?
No.
Nobody?
Yeah.
No?
Do you have one? No, I've got a form, but I don't need one. If anyone, I don't think, if we get through here, I might.
Right. If there's no disclosures, we'll move on to page 20, 8, read and note. What have we got there?
Can I talk? I just need to ask a question in 8.11.
Okay, we can go straight into that one for a start.
Right,
8.1, which is investments on the 31st of 22. Would someone like to move that we discuss that?
I want to talk about roads. I've got 8.11 on my book.
Oh, 1.1. I was going to say.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. All right. So.
Sorry. Page 53, if that helps.
No. We'll move from 8.1 to 8.10.
Yep.
But we'll move them red and eight. So does someone like to move that?
Yep.
Councillor Blewett. Councillor Roos, sorry. That's a late day after that. Yep. All those in favour? 8.11.
It's 53.
Rose Works monthly update December. Would someone like to move the recommendation? Receive a note.
Move.
Councillor Phillips. Councillor Blewett. Now you've got a question. Thank you.
My question, it's not actually about a road in the report, but it's actually about a road that you go across the Nerrathon Bridge on the River Road and the first turn right. I think historically it's been called Sandpit Road. I'm not sure whether it's named in the Shire, but it had significant flooding and residents are having trouble getting in and out of their road. I would like to know, could someone go out and have a look to see if we can get a grader out there? I think even if it's not considered a Shire road, I think we should be able to help the residents out by grading that so they can get in and out of their properties.
A comment?
Please make a comment.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Councillor, for your question. We are able to do private works whenever residents or ratepayers or members of the public request, and we can provide a do and charge service there. I'm hesitant to offer councils plant machinery and labour with a blank check and just say we'll grade every driveway. We'll make a rod for our own back. So we can do on a, we can help people out. It's a hardship policy. We can be compassionate, but we also do need to keep in mind our budgetary constraints.
I understand that, but these people were significantly flood damaged down that road. So I don't understand why, when a plant's probably going out past that way at some point, why can't they do it? Because it wouldn't be off the road, so to speak. You're just going past and you could do it.
Yep, and so if it's a council road, we'll certainly do it. But if it's a private road or a crown road, we can offer a reduced service to provide the grading. And when the machinery is already there, the cost is minimal, but we can't be doing work on private property using council resources without landholder contribution.
I get where you can't. Just want to make comments, sorry.
General Manager.
Yep. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to say it's actually specifically excluded under the Local Government Act. Section 67 prevents council from expending public funds for private works unless there's a resolution of council first passed to do so.
I'm just trying to word what I want to say appropriately. We've had a significant flood event. And I'm not sure how big the road is, but if the residents having, I just don't understand why we can't use our, you've explained why you can, but I don't understand why we can't actually help these residents out.
Well,
and I don't understand why we're asking them to pay. They've just been through a significant flood event and they've probably had to make claims, do everything else. They were helicoptered out at one stage. I just don't understand why we just can't help them out and grade the road.
Can they make an approach to you so we can make an assessment on that and explain the situation?
If the residents want to make application to council and council wish to resolve to spend public funds on private property, that is possible. Our grader rates are around about $150 an hour, depending on how large the road is. I'm not imagining the cost to them is going to run into the thousands.
That's why I'm asking, why do they have to pay? Because obviously it's a significant cost to them as well, and they've just been through a significant event that's probably, you know, they've lost a fair bit of stuff. So
they don't have to pay, provided council passes a resolution that they don't have to pay, and that has to be made before all the work can be done.
Well, can I ask that
someone qualified can go and look at the road and see what needs to be done then. So
I thought that they should maybe approach Adrian.
Right. So you want the residents to come and see you or make...
Or put it in writing.
That's best. Yep.
Okay.
I think that... And then they can assess it from there.
No problem.
And if they come up and it needs to come before council, well, we can take that step then. All right, let's solve that problem.
Good.
All right, good luck. Any other questions on that resolution? I think that's, if not, all those in favour? All right, those against, carried. Page 69, decisions report.
69, is it?
What do you think there? That's it.
What?
Oh, keep on going. Sorry.
So 69, Johnny?
Yeah, 66, mate.
I'm confused.
9.1, general manager's report. And right, the first one's 9.1, which is determination of administration arrangements for September 23, local government elections. Would someone like Mansa Phillips? Upholding. Second.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. This is a report that Council has, as the report outlines, need to consider and determine the election arrangements prior to the September 2024 election. We have until 6th of March, if memory serves me correct, to note 13th of March to notify the Electoral Commission if Council wish to engage the Electoral Commission. I've mentioned the estimated cost for the election in the report, which is around about $75,000, excluding GST. Once the by-election is conducted this year, assuming we get nominations and can have a by-election, we're likely to have around about $25,000 left in our reserve, which will mean that we need to allocate $14 in the 2023-2024 budget. Nominations, close of nominations, then we can apply to the minister to carry the vacancy.
Oh, okay, so we've got to run it pretty much at least once more time.
Yeah.
What's that? One more time.
That looks like it's going to be sometime in May.
May. I've had confirmation that the election day will be the 20th of May. I only got that yesterday afternoon, and my memory is not good enough to remember the opening and closing of nominations, but it's around April through until the 25th. There's a
25th of
April don't write those dates down, but it's mid-April will be the opening and closing of nominations. We'll send the information out.
Thank you. So any further questions on this is mainly the general election. So if it's not, because that's going to come around quick enough as it is to September next year. All right, all those in favour? Those against, those carried. Right on up to page 69, 912, conduct for councillors. Someone like to move, Councillor Phillips. Councillor Mortimer. Any questions on the code of conduct? Because we've had to bring this before council because we're supposed to do it every 12 months.
No. Within 12 months of the general election.
So, got any problems with the code of conduct? nothing we should bring forward.
It's the it's
same as last
time. Format changes from the previous case.
All right, all those in favour?
All right.
As against? Now, page 71. Thanks, Greg. We've got corporate community services now. Page 71 and 9.2 donations. Would someone like to move recommendation, please?
Yep.
Councillor, second that. Councillor Mortimer. Oh, Reece, will you?
Reece.
Councillor Mortimer, I know the seconder. All right. Corporate services, Karen.
Hey, Johnny, before you go on that, please, my mate, this comes up here a couple of times with the condo 750. I've got no problem with that, but somewhere along the line here, it says somewhere that it's condo sports.
On a clarification for the NAIDOC one, does this come out of the Shire-wide NAIDOC funding that we've got allocated as a separate file line, or does this come out of the donations budget?
It comes out of the Shire-wide NAIDOC.
It just doesn't sit well with me that we're paying a national company $450 out of our Shire-wide NAIDOC celebration budget when that $450 could be paid to our local communities to facilitate the NAIDOC celebrations. I'm not saying they're not valuable, but if it's coming out of our separate byline for NAIDOC funding, which is 2,000-ish?
Yes, so it... We haven't in the past 2 years spent that. So whether that's a reflection, we've had the COVID and there hasn't been so many things on, but council can make a change to the resolution if they would like to say to fund it from the general donations budget. I'd like to see that way it won't come out of that.
Do you want to move it? Do you want to move it that way?
Well, I don't know.
So, Melissa, who's asking? Why is it okay? Who's actually asking for this?
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to work out what to do.
Yeah, but it's not local.
No, it's a national organisation.
Rubber. Support our local.
When we spend that $450 locally, that's amongst
exactly
the schools,
right, Judy.
You could. Now, you don't have to support this group, or you could choose to support this from the general donations budget rather than the NAIDOC budget. And then that would allow the full NAIDOC week budget to be available for local events.
I'm having to move for this year that it gets moved from the NAIDOC budget to the general one, prefacing that next year I don't think we should be funding national organisations for NAIDOC celebrations within our community. So being that we've already engaged in discussions with them and asked clarifying questions, I'll move that it goes back to the general donations budget for 2023, but then we discuss the relevance of a national organisation getting money from a local council to run NAIDOC celebrations for 2024.
That's your motion. I think you get all that down.
All together.
We've got a seconder for that.
Totally. Well, you can bang it all together if you want.
Who seconded? Paul or Judith?
But no, I'll say that. Yeah. No, I totally agree with what Melissa said.
Yeah. Right, so any further discussion on that change to the general fund for that? If not, all those in favour? All right, that was carried. But I think we've got one left. Country Women's Association.
Move it.
Yeah. Oh, it's 755. We'll skip that one. So, any questions? Then, or someone like to move that we do that?
Yep.
Yeah, Councillor Blewett. Second up, Councillor Mortimer. Any further questions on the 750? Let's hopefully it does get off the ground because it's a pretty important event to condone on that one. All right. If there's no questions, all those in favour?
Yep.
As against? Carried. What else we got left? Number five. Five is the donation, $300 to the Oxley Group for the Country Women's Association.
Move it.
Yep, Councillor Blewett. Second up.
Yeah. Well, I'll second that, Johnny. I think they're out of area, but however, I think these women do a wonderful job, and they're certainly be a bit like us that have a rate base that's very small. So,
well,
the donation is very small too, so I'd certainly like to second that, yes.
Kids from local schools do participate in that speaking competition.
Well, the Oxford Group is the basic Oberlin, Marmley, and all the rest. All right, I don't think there's no more questions on that. All those in favour? All those against? So there's Harry. I think that is the donations. Nothing else, Karen? That's a clean start. All right, now to page 74. Oh, yep, 74, quarterly budget review 2023. Someone like to move that recommendation, please? Councillor Phillips. Councillor Bartholomew, second. Right, any questions on the budget review? You got anything to follow up there, Karen?
No, just as per the report.
Not all those in favour. Those against, that is carried. Hello there.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Karen, for your reports. We go down to page 77, 9.3, Environmental Tourism and Economic Development, amend the section of 7.12 contribution plan. Would someone like to move the recommendation, please?
Yep.
Okay, Councillor Reeves. Second up, Councillor Mortimer. Right, any questions you want to say there, John?
No, nothing, Mr. Mayor. As per the report, there were no submissions received.
Got nothing. Follow up on that one?
Mr. Mayor. I was just to say that there were no submissions received during the public exhibition period. So it's as per the draft that was presented to council.
So any questions on that vision plan? All those in favour? Carried. Page 82. That's right, 9.32, bushfire prone land map. Would someone like to move the recommendation, please?
Johnny, you got a minute?
Just want to
drop a bunger in the middle here somewhere.
I just can't understand how it says
it. I'm the only one's not here.
Second up.
Kiki. Karen, can you just...
I'm looking for a seconder.
It's too hot. I can't get enough water to drink if I start talking.
Second was Councillor Mortimer. Mm-hmm. Councillor Phillips. All right, any questions? You want anything to say on that
one, Joe? No, as per the recommendation.
Recommendation, so any... it could be an interesting year this year, what look at things.
Been very busy the last
couple of days. Last couple of days, actually. Yeah. And they're starting to bring in even the headlines on the news, okay, about the future of what's going to happen. All right, all those in favour? Thank you. Carried. Right, now to 9.3.3, request to suspend alcohol free zone at Liberty Park, Lake Angelico. Someone like the American Pan Councillor Phillips, Councillor Bartholomew, seconded. Any questions?
Good.
No, it's just to allow the Lakeland lunch event to take place.
Got it. All those in favour?
All right.
Those against? Those carried. Now to 9.3.4, doing business in Lake Angelica, shop local. Moved Councillor Phillips, seconded Councillor Blewett.
Blewett
would be.
Blewett seconded it.
Yeah, I did. I just said Blewett second time.
Oh, you're looking at me.
He was looking at you too.
He'd be confused somehow. Right. Any questions on that? The shop local? You got no issues with that, John? As written?
Yep.
Thanks, good.
All right, all those in favour?
Just on that, Mr.
Oh, Mayor, sorry.
I was actually, as was Judy at the committee when Johnny came over the other day, he was very informative. A lot on board. Showed a lot of encouragement to the folks who are trying to run this, and he had a very positive attitude towards it. So I'd like to say publicly thank you, Johnny, for your attendance there the other day, and the girls really appreciate it, mate. Thank you.
That's good.
Thanks, Councillor.
All right, all those in favour? Okay. Just against, that is carried. Thanks, Jono. 9.4, infrastructure services. Adrian, 9.4.1, contribution and costs of the curb and gutter and construction policy update. Someone like to move the recommendation, please? Councillor Phillips, Councillor Mortimer, second up. All right, any questions?
9.4. I just had a question. If the landholder says, no, I'm not paying the 50%, but you've planned to do a certain stretch, does theirs still get done or does it stop there and start with the payment people? Like, I was just interested to know what happens.
Adrian.
The mayor becomes a debtor on the property.
Ah, thank you, Scott. Nice.
You're going to get it done.
No, I was just interested if you didn't do it.
Questions?
Recovered as an unpaid rate.
Yeah.
Are they able to opt into like a payment scheme and stuff so they can pay it off in each of their quarters of their rates or something?
Yeah. Very, very approachable when it comes to money.
We'll take it however it comes.
Yeah. All right. Any questions on the policy?
With the policy, because we did have a few questions on this such policy a couple of years ago, about the contribution. So have we educated the public enough to say that they are going to contribute 50% or whatever the cost is?
Okay.
Because you're just saying now that if they don't really have a choice and it's going to go onto their rates as an unpaid rate, so that therefore might go onto their credit rating. So has it been publicised enough to say that that's what's going to happen?
I'll start and Adrian can come.
All right, General Manager is going to start and Adrian follow on.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. So a couple of years ago, most of the community discussion complaints we received was about contributions for footpath, not curb and gutter. And at that time, we reviewed and split the policy. We took the footpath contributions out but left curb and gutter in. There was some advertising and promotion of the amended policy at that time, but like all policies that affect the public, it's hard to get engagement until it actually impacts somebody. And our current policy says that we'll give 3 months notification.
Yeah.
And that's what our purpose of...
So is that through a letter?
Yep.
Is that how you contact the ratepayer? Is like through a letter prior to starting so they at least have some sort of warning that that's going to happen? Yep.
So that's written into the policy?
Yep.
3 months notice? With an indication about the cost and timing of the works, so there's ample opportunity for comment on them and for them to start planning. I'll echo the General Manager's points that we have communicated widely about the policy previously, removed the most contentious issues, but ultimately until it affects individuals, sometimes they're not aware of the policies that we have, even though it's publicly available and on our website and everything like that.
Just to reiterate, Councillor Reese, there is payment plans available if they so wish to go on one.
Yep. Yeah, but I think it's pre-planning is an important thing, isn't it? You know, the 3 months before and letting people... Yeah,
I just want to make sure that people have enough warning so they, you know, their understanding of what's going to happen if they don't actually pay the amount of money.
Mayor, in the policy, we've said it's preferable for any accounts to be paid off within 12 months. but we will consider requests for longer payment terms.
Oh, thanks. That's good. I thought you're only going to give them 3 months' notice.
We give them
that was the next question. So
give them the 3 months' notice, but then we will allow them up to 12 months to pay the account off or a longer period by negotiation and agreement.
Communication. All righty. Any further questions on that? All those in favour? Those against? That is carried. Thank you. Oh, thanks, Adrian. By deputation, so I don't think we've got any of those. Notice of motions, nil. Notice of rescission motions, I have nil. And delegates' reports. I don't think
they still have a
page. How'd you go to mine?
96. Sorry, Paul.
Am I able to, I actually voted against the last, am I allowed to record my name against it or is it too late?
Against which?
When I voted against the last.
On
the curb and guttering.
Well, you are really. But,
I voted against, but I wasn't sure if anyone, I just want to have my name recorded against if it's still possible.
Do that.
Thank you.
Delegate reports, I think, I don't think there was too many. There's been a bit of activity the last couple of days, but we might bring that back as a report for the next meeting, I think, probably.
And just a reminder, Caroline did send out a template for delegates' reports to make it much easier.
Thank you, sir.
Last 2 days we've been in Sydney with local government, New South Wales and the country mayors on election issues. And we've had a terrific roll up down there, so but I'll do a proper report for that. And the election will be over by the 25th. Right now, to page 97, 14, correspondence. Someone like to move that the correspondence be received and noted. Councillor Mortimer, second up. Councillor Bartholomew. All right. They're all in your attachments there. So is any of those letters you wanted to speak on?
And there's been a letter tabled today that'll come to a future meeting. Yeah.
Future meeting. Right. Ministers for Energy, that was a letter of response. Rotary Club of Lake Angelica, letter of thanks. Tullamajeel Central School, letter of thanks. Community Infrastructure Program Phase 4, that was the announcement of that, and the Minister for Local Government, Wendy Tuckerman. That was on, was that on there? It wasn't Code of Conduct, was it?
No, it was on the data of violence.
What?
Approval of the
by-election.
Commissioner by election.
Oh, yeah. Yep. All right. There's no.
Aye.
Just in relation to the first letter from the Honouring Matt Keane in response to the energy issue, I was a bit concerned when I received that he really didn't understand the issues. It was obviously written by one of the bureaucrats. I have spoken with Local Government New South Wales. And their economist in Sydney on Monday and ask LGNSW to take up the cause. Australian Energy Regulator has a policy regarding the competitive provision of services to the private sector, which prevents Essential Energy from doing work on private power lines. And we're caught up in that because the lines at SRA ground, for instance, are regarded as private. I'm trying to make the point that they are actually public infrastructure, not private infrastructure. So LGNSW get the issue. It's the matter of getting it to the Minister and to the Australian Energy Regulator and getting public council-owned infrastructure out of that restriction.
So it'll be a bit of a battle. But...
Yeah. It'll take a number of years, yeah. I would think.
Yeah, I think so.
You got all the letters and still didn't understand the issue.
That issue is the same right across the shire, isn't it?
Yep.
Right across the state.
Right across the state. Yeah. Everybody's caught up in that one. All right. If there's no further questions on any of those letters, all those in favour?
All right.
That's against. That's carried. Page 98, questions which notice has been given. Which notice has been given? Nil. No petitions. What do we now? Yes, we might just have a little break. Break before we go into closed session, I think it is there. So move into that now.
No, Terry. Suspend the meeting.
Yeah, right. We might just suspend the meeting for 5 or 10 minutes and there is some pieces there, and then we'll go into closed session. Back into open council, and we'll just read the recommendations that come out of the closed session. And the first one was 17.1, which is the ARIC minutes 22 meeting, and the move was Councillor Phillips and second by Councillor Mortimer. The recommendation that one of the Director of Corporate and Community Service report R22412 be received and noted, and two, that the confirmed minutes of the Audit and Risk Improvement Committee ARIC meeting held on the 23rd of November 22 be received and noted, and that was carried. 17.2, update of rates and charges debt recovery, and was moved Councillor Reese and Councillor Phillips to the recommendation that the Director of Corporate and Community Services report number R23-19 be received and noted, and that was carried. 17.3, the contract for sprayed bitumen ceiling off roads. It was moved Councillor Phillips, seconded Councillor Mortimer. The recommendation that the Director of Infrastructure Service report number R23-32 be received and noted to Council resolved that the termination date of the contract, the VP84610 term panel for sprayed bitumen ceiling off of roads, be the 30th of June 2023, and that was carried. And the next report was 17.4, tender of T2022-15, the Condablin SRA change room upgrade. It was moved Councillor Mortimer, seconded Councillor Phillips. Recommendation was that one, the Director of Infrastructure Service report number R23-36 be received and noted. Two, the Council resolved to accept the tender and submitted by Greenwich build in response to T2022-15 SRA change room upgrade. Three, the Mayor and General Manager be authorised to execute the contract documents and affix the Council seal, and that was carried. Final report, which is 17.5, land acquisition, Lachlan Valley Way for road widening and Condablin ball fields, and moved Councillor Phillips, seconded Councillor Mortimer. The recommendation is that one, the General Manager report number R23-38 be received and noted. Two, Council note the conditions of the draft deed and agreement for the acquisition of land and grant of the easement and water use. Three, Council authorise the General Manager to negotiate and accept any minor variations to the agreement requested by the landowner that do not materially change to the agreement. Four, the Mayor and General Manager be authorised to sign the deed of agreement for the acquisition of the land and grant of easement and water use upon acceptance by the landowner. And five, upon signing the deed of agreement, Council acquire the land shown as New Road land in Schedule 2 of the deed of agreement under the Land Acquisition Just Terms Compensation Act 1991 of New South Wales. Six, upon signing the deed of the agreement, the Council close and transfer the redundant road reserve shown as verge land in Schedule 2 of the agreement to the landowner and under Section 44 of the Roads Act of 1993. And seven, the Mayor and General Manager be authorised to sign all necessary documents, applications, plans associated with the acquisition, closure, transfer and registration of the land matter contemplated in this report and affix the Council seal as necessary. And that report was carried. And that is the final report of the closed session. And now I'll have we got one more report before I close the meeting? Nothing. Right. And I'll officially close the meeting now. I'll just go around the table.